Hey there, this is Mark Patton from Nightmare on Elm Street for Underground Horror Radio. Whatever you do, don't fall asleep.
And welcome to Underground Horror Radio here on podunkradio.com. It is your host, Nicole Velakis Jordan, author. And with me, as always, is my partner in all things, the man behind the show, the station, Justin McPatches.
Yeah.
Who's feeling very animated today.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's all you're getting.
Don't hurt yourself, babe.
I'm not. Be like Liam, just quiet.
Oh, gosh.
Although Liam drinks, he's pretty animated.
Yeah, he's pretty animated when he's drinking, and he drinks, so.
Hearing a fucking can in the back of the car, like,
Yes, brown bagging.
Yeah. So, yeah, we're back, week number two with the new Thursdays, Geek Block Hour. With between us at 9.
Hour? 2 hours.
Okay, it's a block.
Okay.
It's a geek block, not an hour.
Yeah.
But you got Underground Horror Radio, us at 9, and followed by us is Power Hour Love with Charboil and El Bandito.
Yes.
Who you can meet in person come Saturday at Green Jelly.
Yeah.
At Distillery.
Yeah, you need to come.
$12 at the door. I'll be there too, so yes. Nicole.
Yeah. So, you know, if you want to come and meet us,
if
that's,
you're in,
you know,
England listening,
you know, that's sorry.
It. You're out.
Yeah, sorry. We'll be over eventually, promise.
Yeah.
Next October will be the American invasion.
Yeah. Halloween, spooky. A lot of spooky just dropped.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff for spooky. I guess first and foremost, most importantly to us anyway, is that the author panels have been listed.
Yes.
The author guests have been listed. The panels haven't been listed yet.
Just the guests.
But yeah, so author guests have been listed, and yours truly, and Justin McPatches, Jordan, will be there. We are guests for the author track again this year.
I'm doing moderating.
And he will be moderating.
Not all of them, just some of them.
Just some of them, but he's the lead moderator, pretty much.
I'm the guest moderator, not the lead. So here we go, but we got a nice list of people.
All right, so here's who we have so far, and we know there's more coming, but this is what we have so far. AD Sams, which is our dear friend Alicia.
Yes.
Armand Rosamia, Briar Lee Mitchell, Cynthia Lott, Elise Reyes, Indy McDaniel, Jamie Pierce,
yep.
Jay Smith, me. Justin, of course.
Lynn Gibson,
Melissa Gibo, our good friend Melissa.
Yep.
Nicole Velakis, which is me.
Is it?
Yeah,
is
that's
it?
Me.
Okay.
Sarah Nye.
Scott Kenmore,
and William Tucker. Who does a lot of D&D and role-playing games, Pathfinder.
He's usually over at Gods and Monsters, which is a good place, by the way.
Yeah, Gods and Monsters in Orlando is an awesome, awesome, awesome location. It is a comic book store, and...
Yes.
They have a bar, and they have a place like to do gigs and all kinds of stuff.
It's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
I have fun with it.
Yeah.
And we went for that day. It was nice. And they're in an anti-mall. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, the mall is pretty neat.
So, anyway, check that out if you live in Orlando or Kissimmee.
Yeah.
All right. So, on to the other guests, the media guests.
Yep.
At Spooky Empire.
Yeah, they have quite a few listed now.
The big ones. All right. So, this is going to be going on the 7th through, or the...
Yeah, 7th, 8th, and 9th.
Okay. At in Orlando at the convention center.
Mm-hmm.
So we got Robert England, of course.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't know who Robert England is, I don't know why
you're
listening to
this
show.
Shame on you. I don't
know
why you'd be listening to this show. Yeah. Freddy Krueger.
Yes. And Nicole's favorite, Doug Bradley.
Yes. Doug Bradley. He's a lovely man.
Kane Hodder, my good friend, but a guy we hang out with when we're there.
Yeah. He's always really nice to us. Really warm, genuine person.
Tony Moran, who Nicole has interviewed at Fatality Fest in 2013.
Yeah, he's my buddy. Michael Myers, the original Michael Myers.
Yes. Bill Johnson, who was in Texas Chainsaw 2's Leatherface. That's awesome.
Uh-huh.
They're doing a little mini reunion of...
Texas Chainsaw 2.
Bill Moseley, of course, and yeah. Caroline Williams.
Yeah, that's exciting. I'm looking forward to meeting her. I like her.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Zoe Bell, that's awesome.
Yeah.
She's a really good stunt person.
Yeah.
She's, like, extremely well, and she's been in a bunch of movies I liked. They got Karen...
Fukuhara.
Who I thought she was good in that movie.
I thought
Suicide
so
Squad.
She's in Suicide Squad.
Her character
Squad.
Was pretty yeah. awesome. And I like that whole sword thing.
Yeah,
that,
I can't remember her name, though. What was her name?
Katana.
Katana, that's right. Yes. So we'll talk, and we'll talk about that.
The
too.
Nature Boy himself, the 16-time world heavyweight champion, Ric Flair.
Woo!
That's right. The
yes.
man.
Yes.
Good old Ric Flair. And then we found out that Victoria Price, Vincent Price's
his daughter,
will be
in
there,
attendance.
Which is
yes.
Awesome.
Yes.
And Basil Gogos, who's did a lot of famous monsters.
Yes, a lot of
art.
Covers and artwork. Yep.
And then. Also, I have to mention...
This is huge.
So, Nightmare on Elm Street 4 with Lisa Wilcox, Andres Jones, and Danny Hassel again.
Our buddy Danny Hassel. This is our first spooky in 2012.
Yep, me and you.
That was your first convention ever.
And that's kind of what led to Underground Horror Radio.
Yes. And you got to meet Danny Hassel and Brooke Theus
Andres.
And Toy Newkirk and... Andres Jones and all of them, and they all made you feel like
Lachlan.
Home.
I met Lachlan.
Yep.
But Heather Layton Camp. Everybody
yep,
was cool.
But all of them were really awesome and treated us like friends from the beginning and got us into the VIP and all kinds of stuff. So
and here we are now.
And here we are now, married and
guests.
You know, guests. So you know, it's been quite the evolution, and it'll be really great to see them. We haven't seen Danny since then, so
no.
that'll be
or any
that'll
of
be
them.
Awesome. Yeah, no. Well, we saw Lisa. I think Lisa was at one of the shows since then.
Was she?
Yeah.
Huh, I don't remember.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, that's who you got spooky so far.
Yeah. So we're still hoping maybe Brooke and Toy will make it as well.
Hopefully, yeah.
That would be cool.
And some other cool people. So far, you know what I liked about this list?
Mm.
No Walking Dead.
Yep. No Walking Dead.
And I don't hate Walking Dead, but I'm over it.
Yeah.
And everybody seems to just want that guest. I'm like, there's far better shit out there.
Yeah. And if they're going to do it, I wish they would do somebody awesome. Like,
yeah.
I would like
to meet Rick.
Andrew Lincoln or even I would like to see Daryl there.
Yeah.
You know, one of them. I would rather see one of them than, you know, the second and third line characters.
Yeah. Well, we'll see. But yeah, it's shaping up to be good this year.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
Doug Bradley is always awesome.
Yes. Kane Hodder's always lovely
yeah.
to talk to.
So it's so far a good lineup. You got the main slashers there, all
yep.
of them.
Yep, yep.
In one form or another.
Mm-hmm.
So it's shaping up to be pretty fucking great.
Yeah.
And I'm excited and you're excited.
Uh-huh.
The authors, you know, it's going to be fresh.
Yep. They're all getting excited too. We're going to have some new faces. I'm not
yep.
announcing the Spotlight authors or anything because that's for them to put up on the website.
Didn't they already do that?
No, they're not up there.
They're not?
No.
Oh, okay.
I know who they are, but I'm not putting it out there yet.
Oh, well, I didn't know.
No. And there's another batch of authors to
oh,
go
yeah,
there.
Yeah, yeah.
So, no.
So,
yeah,
but
no.
we're on the first lineup, so that's cool.
Yeah.
Last year, we were like,
I think you got on like the middle of September.
Yeah.
And I wasn't even there till like the week before we went.
And then last year was all the way in Halloween. So it kind of,
yeah.
that long wait last year was killing me.
Yeah.
This year it's good because it's a very early October.
Yeah.
And we're excited about that.
Yeah.
And
we're excited about Halloween Horror Nights. Halloween Horror Nights is shaping up to be
pretty awesome.
Pretty awesome this year. Yeah.
Pretty awesome. Yeah.
It's Halloween Horror Nights 26.
It is.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the longest running thing.
Yep.
And Fright Nights is coming. They just saw a picture yesterday. They're getting the warehouse ready.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, boxes and crates and forklifts.
Oh, God.
They really do a good job putting
yeah.
that shit together
yeah.
because you really have to plan it.
Well, and considering the amount of time they have to do it and...
The budget
and the number of people, I have to give them props because they really do a great job.
Oh, Greg does a great job. They all do a great job
yeah.
together, and it's nice to have that here.
It's always fun, and that's like our local thing, and it's getting bigger. Every year it seems like it's getting bigger.
It is.
You know, it's really great that it's growing and it's not losing its...
Charm.
Its charm, you know, so it's really, really great that they keep doing it, and, you know,
yeah.
it's nice for West Palm to have something.
If you can't go to Halloween, well, you can do both, but if you really can't go to Halloween Horror Nights and you can afford about $25, you should go.
Oh, yeah, it's definitely worth it. That's a nice night out, you know,
yeah.
you go and run around the Midway and...
Do that, and then after it closes, go down to West Palm, if that's your thing, because maybe you see more... We saw Morbid Movies.
Yeah. We went there first, and then we went to Morbid Movies. Yeah, so
that's
that
true.
Was
it for Reanimator?
Yes.
Yeah, it was before Halloween. That's right.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
And are we allowed to point out what's on Morbid Movies yet or no? Because we know now all the way through, but I don't think
he's only posted to August or to.
No, I've seen the whole thing.
I know we have, but he's only posted
I know.
I think Living Dead. Living Dead.
The Living Deads.
Sorry, you guys are going on tour in Germany. We're so excited. Evil Dead. The Evil Dead. Is going to be next month.
Yeah, after Jaws 2.
Jaws 2. Yeah, we're not talking about October yet.
No.
Let him put it out.
Okay.
Yeah, all
I'm going to say is we know what's going on through the rest of the year, and it's fucking
awesome.
Yeah, it's a good lineup for sure.
Awesome.
Yes.
I still didn't get any of my requests, though.
Well, you know.
Mike, we got to work on that.
Whatever. It's going to be good. So let's play some music, and then we'll come back and talk about Halloween Horror Nights.
All right.
And then, that's about that. I got nothing. All right.
That'll do it.
Yeah.
Welcome back to Underground Horror Radio here on podunkradio.com.
Yes.
Yes. Lovely musical interlude there.
Yes, we had some music, didn't we?
Yes.
So we had the Casket Creatures, A Step Ahead of Death, followed by Doomsday, The Unholy, and some Rebel Flesh after that.
Oh, Rebel Flesh. Mm-hmm.
Yes, very good. Mm-hmm. So we're back. Fuck me.
That's okay. I still reacted very positively to that particular tune, so it's okay.
Yeah.
So Halloween Horror Nights is shaping up as well. 26 Halloween Horror Nights.
I remember, you know, because I grew up down here.
Mm-hmm.
I remember growing up down here, and on like Fox and stuff, they would have, you know, commercials mm-hmm. and stuff for Halloween Horror Nights
mm-hmm.
long before the internet.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they had parades and stuff. And this is like way back when it started.
Mm-hmm.
And it was it was fucking great.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, each year it changes and stuff. I went a bunch of times with Matt and Boots and mm-hmm. Marie and them. And then when we started getting together,
mm-hmm.
you know, you were like, well, I was going to go with somebody. It didn't really work out. And then we went to Spooky and you're like, do you want to go to Halloween Horror Nights? And I'm like, well, yes, I do.
And we did.
And we did.
Yes. But my first one was in 2011, the year before I met you.
Yeah.
That was the very first one I ever went to. And it was fun. It was okay. I went with that said person.
Yeah, I didn't. Yes. I didn't go that year, because of what happened with Matt's dad and everything. Yeah. But
it wasn't an ex-boyfriend, by the way. It was just a gay friend of mine who decided that
you weren't worth it.
I wasn't worth it. So yeah. But anyway, so then I met you, and you know, then the spooky thing happened, and then it was like, oh well, how about Halloween Horror Nights? And we went on Halloween that year.
Yeah, we did. Let's see. We went Halloween that year, and we went to Spooky and Halloween last year.
Yes.
So now it's kind of like...
come full circle.
Yeah, because usually I try to hit Halloween Horror Nights before Halloween.
Yeah.
Because like we said when we were getting married, like, you're going to get married on Halloween? We're like, no.
Mm-mm.
We'd rather be doing something else on Halloween.
Yeah, I'd rather not. I'd rather not have actually had our anniversary on that day.
Nah.
No.
I like the 12th.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, Halloween Horror Nights 26 this year. It's a big event. I remember last year was 25. That was huge.
Mm-hmm.
So this year is really big, too.
Yes. And so far we have, how many houses have they announced now?
A couple.
Like five? Four or five houses?
Four or five, yeah. Well, the main thing is Chance, which is, here we go.
She's Jack's
sidekick, which is basically fucking Harley Quinn.
Yeah.
Essentially, it's their Harley Quinn.
But
yeah.
She's Jack's girlfriend,
yes,
right?
Yes, yes. Just like, yeah. So, a lot of similarities there. I'm like, whatever.
Yeah.
So, that's cool. That's the mascot this year.
Mm-hmm.
But the big one we're excited for is Halloween, Hell Comes to Haddonfield.
Yeah, I'm excited about
that. So, what is it like? It's essentially Halloween, too?
I think so, yeah. I think they're building the hospital and all that.
Okay.
Yeah, so.
That'll be because the Halloween house that
we were... Halloween house was fucking awesome.
It really was.
That was exceptional.
You almost wanted to get back in line.
I did.
But we didn't.
Didn't we go through it twice?
No, we went through it once.
Yeah. It was.
But that was the first house we hit that
fucking
year.
Fucking phenomenal.
That was the year we got married.
Yes.
And so we ran all the fucking, it was like out of all the houses,
like
it was the one that
in.
Was furthest away.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, we can hit these houses right. All right, let's go. The Halloween was great.
Yep. And we were in the first group that went in. So, hey, I have no complaints.
It was awesome.
It was fucking phenomenal. But when you walked up to it, it was the fucking house. It was the fucking house from Halloween. It was
awesome.
They
used that house last year for Insidious.
Yeah, they did.
Or they built something around.
Well, they built a different facade, but it's the same. Yeah. That was the same location.
Okay. So, Halloween is mm-hmm. big.
Yeah.
We got The Exorcist.
Yeah.
Which is awesome house.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be sweet.
I think it's going to be really good, yeah.
Experience every scene, every kill, every bone-chilling reveal of the Texas Chainsaw from the original Massacre. So they're doing the original Texas Chainsaw Massacre house.
Yeah, I am terrified at the thought. Yeah.
I know, but I mean, it's awesome.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'll do it. I'll do it with you, but that one's, I'm actually afraid of that one.
Because you don't like the chainsaws.
I don't like chainsaws.
No. Anyway, that'll be really good. The Krampus house.
I am so excited about the Krampus house.
I know.
Krampus.
It was such a good movie.
It is going to be the Krampus house.
Too bad there's no trick-or-treat house.
I know. They need to make a fucking trick-or-treat house. What is the problem? We've never had one, have we? Has there ever been one? Ever?
I don't think so.
Fuckers.
Maybe it's because it's Warner Brothers. Well, Warner Brothers owns Freddy and Jason.
So what? They own pretty much everything. They should be able to get anybody to do everything. So what, you know?
They should put Sam in Mortal Kombat.
Yeah, really.
He would just summon werewolves and other shit to get you.
Well, no, he wouldn't even have to. He has his little thing. And yeah, he's got his little knifey thing that he does. And yeah. Wow.
Trick or treat.
He's an imp. He can do all kinds of shit.
Spirit of Halloween.
Yeah, he's the spirit of Halloween. Yeah,
So that's going to be awesome. Also, they're doing a Purge Election Year Scare Zone.
Yes.
They have a Walking Dead house, but I didn't need to mention that because we all fucking know that.
Yeah.
So far, so good.
And nobody's excited about the Walking Dead house.
I can give a fuck.
Yeah. We were so disappointed.
Yeah.
2 years ago when we went.
It was last year.
No, it was 2 years ago.
Oh, yeah. Last year we said
it was during our wedding. And it was our wedding time when we went there. We went there for after our wedding and then we stood in line for 2 hours for that fucking house and it was awful.
Yeah, we could have went to other houses.
We could have went to all the other houses.
Yeah.
And by the time we were done, we were so fucking tired.
That was so
pissed off.
We knocked in a wedding Harry Potter during the day, the houses, then spooky, then Halloween. We were fucking over it. This year, but that was the year we got married, so we were stressed out anyway.
Yeah.
And even after getting married, we were still kind of stressed out because spooky and everything was coming up. But this year, we're going to be cool.
We're going to be chill.
So, that's happening that's going to be October. We're going to go September, October. We haven't figured it out yet.
Yeah.
But if you haven't been to Halloween Horror Nights and you're in Florida, of course you have. We're Halloscream, but this is the big one.
Yeah. I haven't gone to any of the other ones. I haven't been to Halloscream.
The only thing you've been to is Fright Nights.
Yeah.
I would think we should go down, and maybe we'll take Charborough with us, the Enigma Haunt.
Where's that at?
That's down like south.
Oh.
Yeah. Those guys are at PalmCon. I got the interview with them.
Oh,
and they're sometimes they go to morbid movies.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And I think that's cool because it's two stories. I think that's kind of cool.
Cool.
So the other big thing I wanted to mention, because I think I mentioned in Not For Air, rest in peace, when it happened because it was such a big deal. But since this is a horror punk show, we need to talk about the reunion of the biggest horror punk band in history.
The Misfits.
The original lineup, mind you.
Yes.
Which is something, as a Misfit fan, and I know you've only been into
nobody
it since you met me.
Nobody would have thought ever.
Ever. Because Glenn and I met everybody except for like Glenn and Michael Graves.
Yes.
And Robo. But everybody else I met super nice. And, you know, and Jerry is cool. And we saw them play last year. Doyle was nice. He's just wooden. He's kind of wooden.
Yeah. He's kind of a dick.
I liked Chud.
Chud was great. I love Chud. Chud was awesome.
And
he loved the fucking robot, man.
Yeah. But, it's something that we, Boots, me, Bart, we're all, like, mind blown.
Mm-hmm.
Mad Dog finally wrote, it's like, this is really happening. And Boots is like, we fucking knew this, like, 2 months ago.
Yeah, where the fuck have you been?
In the
woods in North Carolina.
Riot Fest. So they're playing right now two shows only. And Riot Fest. And Jerry says, and this is Jerry being optimistic, if it goes well, we'll see how well it goes. Because shit's gone.
If they don't kill each other before it's all over.
And it seems like it'll work out. They'll do
an actual tour.
And maybe release an album. Maybe.
Okay. I think they should just stick to touring. Because if they put them all in a studio together, they might kill each other.
Well, right now they're practicing together.
I know, but if they put them all in a studio
together.
Come on,
what is this shit? Get your shit together.
Studio together to record, they might Denver. Just kill each other. All right,
the first one is going to be in Denver.
Denver, smoke them if you got them.
Yeah, so the original Misfits, September 2nd through 4th, which is coming up. So they're playing then, and they're also going to be playing in Chicago.
Chicago. The Bears.
So a bunch of other great punk bands playing, but the sheer fact that they're getting together now,
isn't Social D playing there too?
They're playing in a different one. They're playing at the other one in Chicago.
Chicago.
And they're doing the whole white trash album. Like they did for our anniversary for the full, self-titled album. Anyway, it's exciting, just because it's the fucking Misfits.
Keep the undead. pumpkin heads I'm searching for. My heart instead. I curse toward a death of God's pleasure. And this evening, what I'm repeating, bloody and alone, my ghost grows grown from hell with a vengeance eyes. The heart just puts me right.
Searching for my heart instead.
And welcome back to Underground Horror Radio here on podunkradio.com.
It's true, other than like Podbean, this is really the only other place you can hear this show.
Yeah.
Is podunkradio.com. And, you know, we're actually going to be doing some podcasting video stuff probably here soon.
Yeah.
Don't forget to check out Morbid Movies and Morbid TV.
Yep.
As long as that. And also, so we had the B-movie Monsters with Salem's Lot, and of course our good friend over in Ireland, Venus de Vila, with a throwback with Heartless Horsemen, the Renfields Halloween Night because Nicole loves that song,
mm-hmm.
and Jason and the Krugers with You're So Cool, Brewster,
mm-hmm.
because Nicole loves Fright Night as well.
Yes.
Which apparently Texas Frightmare is doing a big
exciting
reunion.
Yes,
that looks
and now
good.
Tom Holland's going to be there too.
Holy shit!
Yeah, that's exciting.
Ooh, Tom Holland, goddamn, yeah. That is pretty good.
Yeah,
yeah.
And the I'm pretty sure you can get the documentary now.
Okay. The You're So Cool, Brewster.
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Very
so
good.
I'm actually excited about that.
That it does look pretty awesome.
Mm-hmm.
So what else we got?
Well, we went to see Suicide Squad. Might
we
as well
did.
Talk about that.
Yeah.
A little bit. It's not really horror, but you know.
We're gonna do a full review.
Yeah, we are.
Later.
Not
on this show.
No.
Just in general.
Yeah.
I thought it was okay.
Yeah, we didn't hate it.
No, I didn't hate it.
It didn't make me as violently angry as Ghostbusters did.
No.
No.
No. And it wasn't boring like Ghostbusters.
Or even as violently angry as Batman versus Superman did.
No. It wasn't as boring either. It was actually
pretty
good. The very beginning was kind of boring.
Yeah.
Poor Jeff and his ADD. But
yeah.
Once it got rolling.
Yeah, the pace wasn't bad.
Some of it was a flawed movie nonetheless.
Yeah. And you know, I can understand people's objection to the Joker and
yeah.
You know, Jared Leto. I can understand that. But, you know, certain theories have been floated, and if those are the case, then that makes more sense.
Yeah.
You know, so and he wasn't in it as much as everybody anticipated.
Some
he
people
would
were
be.
Mad about that.
I know. There's a lot of stuff that was in the previews and stuff that was not in the film that
right.
had to do with the Joker. So, because that there's one scene in the trailer where his face is burned
yeah.
from when he falls in the thing, and we didn't see any of that. He
yeah.
was supposed to show up during the final fight, and he didn't.
Yeah.
So yeah, there's a lot of stuff going on.
Because you know, I'm like, okay, well, I know he lives, so where the fuck is he?
And yeah, then, exactly.
You know, yeah, because I was expecting.
Yeah.
But it was, it seemed like it was just kind of pieced together.
Yeah. Margot Robbie didn't bother me. I mean, Harley didn't bother me as much as I anticipated she
no.
would. Because I can only take that in small doses.
Right.
You know, and even when she says, I can be quite vexing, you know, I was like, yeah, I know you can. So let's
yeah.
not push this.
It
you
was,
know?
It was good though.
Yeah. Yeah.
I still think DC's got a higher edge as far as their TV shows go.
Yes.
Over their movies right now.
Yes.
But we'll see what happens.
Yes.
Justice League trailer looked okay.
Yeah. And this is kind of leading into the Justice
yeah,
League too. So
it is. So.
They're at least tying the stuff together.
Yeah. So we'll see how this all goes.
Yeah.
I give it two pumpkins.
I would give it three.
Really?
Yeah.
I give it two.
Yeah. Well, fair enough.
Yeah. I mean, it was, the Enchantress was awesome.
Yeah. And see, I didn't like that nearly as much as you did.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
But the monsters were stupid. Like, the henchmen looked like Power Ranger putties.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't look like Faceless Monster number 5.
Yeah. Well, it was basically her darkness. She just used
I know,
it to turn
me.
Yeah.
It
so.
Was, anyway.
It's fine.
Yeah. So we'll do a full, I guess we'll do a full
review
on that as well.
Mm-hmm.
So Friday the 13th game.
Yeah, we started talking about it last week,
and I lost track.
Yeah, we got sidetracked, but yeah, no, there's a lot of like footage that has been coming out. It looks really awesome. I cannot wait till we can actually play the damn thing.
Yeah, the premise is basically is you're these camp counselors,
mm-hmm.
and you go into these cabins to release the kids, and you're armed with a rock, and there's zombies and birds.
I was going to say, that sounds really familiar, Justin.
Yeah, that's Friday the 13th, the game. Oh, you mean the new game.
The new game.
The one where Jason's not, you know what I really hope?
The one that Jason's not purple?
No, I hope to God that's a skin you can get. is the game skin. That'd be
oh
fucking
my
r-
god,
dude! I'm sorry. I'll have
in,
to
right. in like major high def.
Yes, this looks like the figure.
Yeah, and you know, let's be able to unlock that theme too.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Now it has its charm, believe it or not. That old game.
Yeah, ba-da,
yeah,
ba-da. They're dying. Hurry, ba-da. Oh wait a minute, I went in the wrong direction. Fuck. I'm on the other side of the lake.
Yeah,
ah!
That game has its flaws too. But the new game that Kane Hodder's doing the motion sensing for, I think it's they're working on almost done, but they're trying to get more money from backing to release. Because here's the biggest complaints: it doesn't have a single player mode.
Okay.
And so right now,
You have to either be Jason or count camp
and
counselors?
Online. Yeah. Right now it's a multiplayer.
Okay.
Which is kind of cool.
Well, but at the same time, I can understand wanting a single player. Because if you're going to play as Jason, why would you play against your friends if the friends are the counselors that you have to kill?
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, online.
Yeah.
But I think that, because it takes a lot to develop a game.
I know.
So once they get, if they get enough money, they'll do a single player. I'm excited either way.
I am too. I'm not complaining. I want to see
it. It looks good. The footage we saw over, what was it, Comic-Con or E3? One of them.
E3.
Yeah, it looked. That was a Disney Quest. I'm just kidding. That was your face.
Yeah, no, it wasn't.
No. but no, it looked.
Looks really good. I'm really excited.
It does.
Yeah, I'm really excited.
Because so far, it's all it's been is fan games. And,
yeah.
Except for Mortal Kombat, you know, being in that.
Yes.
And Terradrome. But yeah. I'm excited for it. We'll see how that goes.
Yeah. Also. There is a remake talk of Pumpkinhead. And my whole thing is this.
Why?
Okay. There's two things you will not have. The original concept art by Stan Winston. Okay. And fucking Lance Henriksen. Okay. You cannot redo Ed Harley. I'm sorry. You cannot.
Didn't Sci-Fi make those other ones we watched? Not two, because two was... the ones with Doug Bradley and Lance Henriksen came back.
Yeah.
Didn't Monster look CGI in those? And it didn't look very
good? A little
good?
Bit, yeah, but that's because it was sci-fi. But even so, Lance Henriksen fucking came back and played the part.
Well, at this point, he's like, fuck, I got nothing else going on.
He's got lots going on.
Well, but he does a lot of, like,
they're doing Alien
parts.
And shit.
He does a bit parts everywhere.
They're doing Alien
I like
5.
Him, and I think he'll be great, but I don't know why they're going
to
do a remake.
I don't think they need to do a remake.
No. I mean, I don't CGI the monster.
Yeah.
Don't do it.
Yeah. And the new Hellraiser movie that's coming out, that actually looks pretty good.
Yeah,
the
I'm
guy
surprised.
That's dressed as Hellraiser as Pinhead and the guy that's the administrator or something, they are fucking scary looking. So, yeah, it's not a remake, it's not a reboot, it's an original story.
It's Hellraiser.
By Tunnicliffe, and it's got to do with the Cenobites, so Pinhead's back. But yeah, it actually looks pretty good. So
is Clive involved at all?
He gave his blessing.
Oh, that's
the only thing I can say is he gave his blessing because I don't think he's involved. It's not like the remake that he wanted to do.
Uh-huh.
So I don't know where we are with that
right
now. But
it depends on his health, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah, because that last one that was just fucking
revelations.
Terrible.
That guy was awful.
He was awful. The story was awful.
Yeah, the story was
bullshit.
Bullshit. It was
fucking
didn't
terrible.
Make any sense. It didn't make any sense. It wasn't even canon. It didn't make any sense.
It was stupid. Yeah. Sometimes you just kind of have to
let it go.
Now I'm excited for Halloween again, like I said, because Carpenter's
going to be involved. Yeah. So if that happens the way it's supposed to,
that'd be good.
Yeah. Beetlejuice 2. Michael Keaton has kind of said that ain't happening.
No.
Yeah.
Just like Hocus Pocus 2, that's not happening.
Yeah.
People need to... Why do you want sequels after 30 years of something? Don't do it. Leave it the fuck alone.
I know.
I do have to say a guilty pleasure now that I watched. I think I've seen it before, but I actually sat down and watched it the other night because I was bored.
Mm-hmm.
So Escape from L.A. Wow. Oh, my goodness. What to say about this film? Because... Originally, I'm not going to lie, I thought it was just a sequel that somebody made. I did not know Carpenter was at the fucking helm.
Uh-huh.
And Kurt Russell.
Yeah.
All I can think of was the 90s, and they were bored, and they were going to lose their rights to something.
Because
he just won the rights, to Lockout, because basically the same. But if you really think about it, Escape from LA is the same movie.
Yeah.
Escape from New York, except it's not as good.
Yeah.
But I like it because it's how terrible it is.
Uh-huh.
The blue screen is fucking atrocious.
Yes.
I don't know why he was surfing with Peter Fonda.
I don't know.
I don't know why Peter Fonda was there.
I don't either.
But it did look like apparently nobody gave a fuck and they just had fun.
Yeah.
But it's Bruce Campbell. You know who he looked like in that movie with all that fucking makeup on?
Yeah.
He looked like the fucking dude from fucking Lazy Town.
Hmm.
Which is this terrifying children's show from Iceland,
mm-hmm.
that was on like Nickelodeon.
Mm-hmm.
And there's this one dude on there called Robbie Rotten. And the only way I could describe him is, remember those Duracell human beings back in the day? Like the creepy fucking Duracell people, the battery shoved in their back, and they all look like plastic people and shit. It was a commercial from like the 90s. Well, anyway, there's this creepy looking Duracell dudes. Well, this dude looked like those dudes, and I was like, "That's fucked up." Me and Matt were like, "That's fucked up." But after watching Bruce Campbell, Bruce Campbell looked like this fucking dude with all the shit on.
Oh God!
I was like, "You already know it was Bruce because of his voice,"
mm-hmm.
and I knew Bruce was in the movie because during Evil Dead 2, when the commentary. The part where their work shed came up, he goes, I was did a movie with Kurt Russell, Escape from L.A., and he goes, say work shed, because I guess we dubbed it up,
mm-hmm.
and suddenly it's like, work shed. So Kurt Russell's like, hey, say work shed.
Yeah.
to Bruce. Wait, that's pretty awesome if you get Kurt Russell to say anything.
Yeah.
But, because Kurt we Russell. Saw the thing. Yeah, Kurt Russell.
Uh-huh.
Well, we saw, the thing.
Yeah.
With Kurt Russell, and I love Kurt Russell, and, Big Trouble in China.
Yes.
So, but yeah, Snake Plissken's still awesome, but
yeah, terrible, doesn't matter. That's terrible
fucking
film.
Movie.
Yeah.
But it's like one of those movies that you could totally Mystery Science Theater through.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
But the other thing about it is, it's almost like it's a parody of the first film.
Yeah. What's funny is because like even when he explained the plot to him, he's like, "Sounds familiar."
Yeah.
You got to smoke. Sad story. You got to smoke.
Yeah. Really. isn't Donald Pleasance in that one too?
No,
he's not in the first one, right?
Yeah, yeah, he's in the first one. What's his name? Cliff Robertson's the president in this one.
Oh, okay.
He's like the televangelist.
Yeah.
And Stacey Keach.
Oh God.
Yeah. And
it's been that long since I watched.
Yeah, it's fucking long terrible. Time. Like the first one was cheesy because it was in the '80s.
Yeah.
But it was cool for what it was.
Right.
This one was the '90s and it was cheesy because it was fucking cheesy.
Yeah.
I'm like, I know you had a fucking budget.
Yeah.
So how the fuck did this happen?
They smoked it and drank it.
Well, Carpenter's admitted that before.
Yeah.
He's like, well, shit happens.
Yeah.
But yeah, and They Live, that was another great fucking movie with Roddy Piper.
Mm-hmm.
God rest his soul. Poor Roddy Piper.
Yep.
But that's it. That's all I got.
Yeah, I think we're good for this.
Oh, we'll talk about Halloween stories later.
Yeah.
Pop figures, real quick.
Oh, yeah. There's a new series of the Mystery Minis coming out, and it includes Elvira and Slimer and
Jaws
and Jason from
Part 7,
Freddy
from
Zombie
Part 3.
Jason, Freddy from Part 3, Patrick Bateman.
Mm-hmm.
All
kinds of cool ones.
I have it right here. The husband from Beetlejuice.
Right.
With
Alec
his,
Baldwin.
With his fingers and the face. He tries to make the funny face. Jack Nicholson from The Shining.
Okay.
Reagan from
The Exorcist.
I
thought you meant Reagan in general. I'm like, Reagan.
No. The original mummy.
And original Wolfman.
And the twins from The Shining.
That's cool.
And Alex from A Clockwork Orange.
Okay.
And then, I forget, Twitchy, is that what his name is? The clown from American Horror Story.
Twisty,
yeah.
I didn't watch that season.
I didn't either, but yeah, because I don't like clowns. But yeah. That's... Yeah.
All right. Well,
yeah,
there we go.
Nice little series. The release date has not been delivered yet.
I want my Jaws figure.
I know you do. Jaws looks like just a blocky fish with a fucking...
Tank in his mouth. Fucking
yeah.
A.
Yeah, so...
Fucking A.
Yep, so we'll be digging through those.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, that's it. We're out.
Later days.
There's a couple more tunes and one more tune and we're out. And tune in for the Power Hour of Love next.
Yes!
Yes.
Charbroil and El Bendito.
Very much goodness.
Baba.